Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, hi. It is Wednesday, July the 22nd. God bless you, and it is a wonderful Wednesday. I've come to bring you a brief word about presumption or pursuing things upon which God tells us not to pursue on things. I pray that everyone is doing good on this Wednesday afternoon. As I get into the word, and we'll get going. So, true worshipers of God would not presume upon God. Okay. Hey, hey, hey. Heavenly Father, as we get into the word, let no distraction or no funniness or what's going on around us, let God and angels continue to let us broadcast and get this word out. God knows what is best, and God always knows what is going on around them. Amen. Amen. God is a God of kindness and a God of love. I wish all those that are listening continue to listen, and I hope things are getting better for you through the pandemic, and we hope that God will surely bless you. Amen. Amen. The true worshiper of God would not presume upon God or his revelation. Why? Because there are reasons for this. Number one, admiration and respect for God's wisdom, knowledge, foresight, purity, holiness, indefinitely beyond our own. God's desire for us not to add to his word or take away from it, or wander to the right or to the left. God's will for us not to go beyond and what he has revealed in our actions or thoughts. God's care in revealing and preserving his word. The unalterable nature of God's word. God's revealed plan for us to be able to read and understand his will through his word. God's intent and the approval actions or examples of Jesus, his apostles, his prophets, relying upon the precise language of the scriptures. Amen. Amen. Regardless of which covenant you study, old or new, God expects us to respect his word and abide by it unchanged. Don't add nothing. Don't add anything to God's word. No, 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 no. We are not to add to it or take away from it, turning it neither to the right hand or to the left, either in practice or thought. We are to do what the Bible says. Again, we are to do what the Bible says, no more or less. Our willingness to add to or take away from God's command is an expression of our irreverence for God. For God. Thereby both the overly restricted and libertine are reprimanded and curbed by our reluctance to pursue upon God or his word. if God had demonstrated or explicitly revealed an ambivalence toward interpreting his word, then a loose interpretation of his word might be justified. However, he has repeatedly and clearly stated the immobility of his word and the importance of adhering to it strictly. It's no wonder that one of the chief characteristics of the damning and damnable false teachers are his presumptuous words. Amen. In First Peter, Peter 2:9-19, to reserve the unjust under the punishment, the day of judgment, especially for those who walk accordingly to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and demise or deprive authority, they are presumptuous, self-witted. These, like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of things they do not understand and will ultimately perish in their own corruption and will receive the wages of unrighteousness. For then they speak great swelling words of emptiness. They allure through the lust of the flesh, through the lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he had brought into bondage. Obviously, the attitude and disposition of presumption can lead one to commit great and heinous sins as seen in the eyes of God. In Psalms 19:13, it said, keep back your servants also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of a great transgression. Therefore, as the psalm said, it lets us make it our aim and prayer to avoid presumptuous sins, realizing that presumption in interpretation of God's word is a direct reflection on our lack of respect for its author. Furthermore, let us make it our aim to speak only where God has spoken, no more or no less. Amen. Amen. If anyone let him speak as the oracles of God, if anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. 1 Peter 4:11. So I leave to you. Read the word. Do not assume or be presuming things. Dig into the word of God. If you want accuracy, the Bible is the book where you can go and read and get the accuracy for yourself. God did not make us to get the word and you go up there and you add what you want to it. You cannot do that. God will not accept that. It is unacceptable. So I leave with you this word: stop presuming and stop assuming. Because when you assume, you know what they say about assume. Amen? Amen. And again, this is Evangelist Faye for your word for Wednesday. And I love you and God bless you. And may God keep you forever and ever. Amen. I'll see you Friday with another word. I hope the word is clear. If it's not, I may have to retape it over again. Amen. Amen. Thank you and bye-bye.